Well, the Affordable Care Act Marketplace is now open November 1st. Open enrollment has begun, and thought we would get some clarifications or just to remind people, or maybe this is the first time getting into this situation, talking about open enrollment. And to help us with that is Chief Executive Officer at United Healthcare Individual and Family Plans, Marcus Robinson. Marcus, first of all, I guess, explain maybe some of the individual family plans that are available and who qualifies under the ACA.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me. Really happy to be here. The individual and family plan ACA marketplace is where you can go and shop for coverage, options to meet the unique needs for you and your family. You can go to the health insurance marketplace, or better known as the exchange, healthcare.gov, to do those plan comparisons. In order to qualify to enroll, you have to meet some criteria. First, you have to reside within the United States. And you are not eligible if you're not eligible for Medicare, Medicaid, CHIP, which is the Children's Health Insurance Plan, or your employer or your job doesn't offer you coverage. If you meet that criteria, you can enroll in the individual exchanges or the health insurance marketplace.
And the first A is about affordability. Let's talk about that. What are resources for people to make sure they're getting the most of, you know, bang for their buck, so to speak?
Right. The first A in ACA is affordable. So it's really important in this environment that we do everything we can to make coverage and access to high-quality care affordable. I'll first talk about what United Healthcare is doing. On our plans, we look at where consumers access their insurance most frequently, and we want to remove barriers to care. That begins in a primary care setting and that relationship with your family doctor. Our plan designs have $0 primary care copays. We've also added $0 virtual urgent care to our plans for convenience. And we have new plan designs called copay focused, where it's price predictability with out-of-pocket and healthcare needs, where there's a $0 deductible, and then copays for everything else. The marketplace itself also offers government assistance if you qualify. That depends on your income and your family size. CMS, or Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, reported last year 90% of marketplace consumers qualified for an advanced premium tax credit. And on average, that advanced premium tax credit equals $500 a month to bring down the cost of insurance premium on the marketplace.
Talking this morning with the Chief Executive Officer of United Healthcare Individual and Family Plans, Marcus Robinson. You talked about enrolling, and I'm sure a lot of things you've talked about, there's kind of like a forms you're filling out or check boxes when you're enrolling. Where do you go to enroll, and what's the process really like for someone who hasn't done it before?
Yeah, so open enrollment first, it begins November 1st and runs through January the 16th. If you want your coverage to start on January 1st, you'll want to enroll by December the 15th. A lot of different ways you can enroll. You can go to healthcare.gov and compare all of the plan options. If you want to talk to somebody live, we have a team of individuals that would love to walk through that process with you and make sure you're finding the right plans for your needs. They can be reached at 877-649-9797. Or you can go online and visit us at uhc.com/exchange. Wealth of information, and you can also enroll directly in a United Healthcare plan design online as well.
When families or individuals are thinking about shopping for this, what are some of the things they should look at? What maybe they should review what they've been doing in the last year or so, how many visits they've had, or maybe the type of illnesses or, you know, diseases, chronic things they have? Is that some of it too?
Yeah, you're hitting it right on the head. So a lot of people will ask my advice on how do I make the shopping experience simple and what are some guardrails or suggestions. First, healthcare is personal. To the best of your ability, understand what your healthcare needs will be for this upcoming year. That, of course, begins with the relationship that you have with your doctor, making sure that that doctor is in-network and participating in the plan designs that you're comparing. And then that extends to pharmaceuticals and drugs as well that you may be taking from a chronic illness and maintenance medication standpoint. So looking at formulary costs and how those compare. Lastly, there's a lot of value-added benefits on marketplace plan designs now, which is a great thing. We offer a member incentive up to a $100 Visa gift card for doing account-related and wellness-related activities. And we also offer, as I mentioned previously, $0 wellness classes, digital wellness classes on our plans.
I know you mentioned early on about sort of virtual urgent care or things like that. Is that another trend that people are being able to contact a physician and or get advice through a doctor but not have to make the visit?
That's correct. For convenience, we've seen virtual care be adopted and received well. We have $0 virtual urgent care for all of our plan designs. I've got three young kids and sniffles and changing of seasons. It's very convenient to leverage that virtual urgent care benefit and get the right care at the right time for your family and your individual needs.
Sounds good. Again, if people want to get some information and sort of get this started, as you mentioned, it's open now, but January will get here before you know it. So let's get an idea of where we can go and kind of start the process.
That's right. Open enrollment has begun now, and you look up, and it will almost be over. We'd love to talk with you live again at 877-649-9797, or visit us online at uhc.com/exchange, a wealth of information on plan designs and benefit options made available to you.
Right. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Really happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. There you have Chief Executive Officer at UnitedHealthcare Individual and Family Plans, Marcus Robinson, joining us this morning.